Well, I think it's similar to many other counties in the West and North West region. I suppose we're all concerned about the major issues facing people in regard to the cost of living, the housing crisis, the major difficulties with our health services, and particularly here in Sligo in the North West region, the lack of government investment in transport infrastructure. For councillors, housing is a really big issue because if we're ever to grow and develop, we need to address the current housing crisis, not only in terms of the provision of local authority housing, but also the lack of available private residential developments to meet current and future needs. There are currently in excess of 1,600 households on the council's housing waiting list, while house prices in the private sector continue to soar beyond the reach of ordinary people. Councils have had a long tradition of building good quality public housing. When I was first elected to local government councils delivered almost 9,000 new homes, which was a third of all housing delivered in Ireland that year. However, over the years, central government funding for council housing was reduced and the role of private developers expanded. And as you well know, a house isn't just bricks and mortar. It's a human right. And the only real solution to the crisis is a massive public house building programme run and controlled by the local authorities. And hopefully this new government will provide us with some funding to progress the issue of housing.
Do you faith in the incoming government to do that?
Well, that remains to be seen. What will compose the incoming government? In my view, Sligo has tremendous potential to grow its economy and increase employment levels across the community. And in this context, I think we must make it clear to the new government that this region wants its fair share of the nation's financial resources. The fact that today Sligo and the region ranks 218th out of 234 regions in terms of infrastructure in the 27 countries which make up the EU, it's totally unacceptable. You know, it places us at the bottom 7% alongside some of the poorest regions in the European Union. And if ever evidence was required to highlight the urgent need for major investment in infrastructure in the region, you know, these figures tell the tale. And I believe it's now time for us to demand the major investment in infrastructure which we're entitled to. And in this context, improving accessibility is a key to bringing in investment and growing the population. We need to see our infrastructure significantly improved, and as a priority, we need to see the Western Rail Corridor linking Sligo with Galway and Limerick reopened. We need to see the rail service to Dublin improved. We need to see upgrades of our road network, including the N17 to Knock, the N16 to Inniskillen, and the N15 to Letterkenny. And I look forward to working with colleagues in the new year to advance many of these matters.